integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do is a pretty good start. But now apparently it's also being woke. Seems to be a violation of the honor code at Air Force, but they don't seem to care much about it. With me here today is Lieutenant General Rod Bishop, the United States Air Force retired commander. And here's what I wanted to ask you. The Air Force football team put out this video involving multiple members of the team, and then closing with "We support Black Lives Matter" was the conclusion. Of course, Black Lives Matter. That's not really a question. My life matters, your life matters, Black Lives Matter, people matter. It's the movement. It's the socialist Black Lives Matter Marxist ideology organization that I oppose. I oppose all Marxist organizations. It's kind of in my DNA. It's the way I was raised, the way I was born. But my question to you, General, is this. What happens next for the Air Force Academy? Do these players take a knee on the football field when the national anthem is being played? Is that the next move?
No. I mean, we have addressed that, and we've been assured that that won't be the case. You know, you opened your show with the honor code. I think some grads would take issue that, well, what is this about lying, stealing, or cheating? And to be honest, I had a little bit of a, I had a hard time wrapping my brain cells around. Kept hearing classmates and retired people, retired grads saying, well, this is against integrity. And so I said, well, you know, clarify that for me. A friend of mine sent me something from the Air Force Doctrine Center. Integrity includes a lot of sub-character traits, honesty, courage, accountability, responsibility. And when you look at when we've exposed the lies, half-truths that are in that video, I mean, you didn't play it, but the things that those coaches say, I mean, almost all of them could be dispelled. Or, you know, Jim Kroloss, how long ago was it that Jim Kroloss were even on the books? So the issue there goes right to the heart of integrity. And then another piece of integrity is the integrity of a structure, cohesiveness. And I got to tell you, I have spoken to so many cadets and so many graduates that say this way of attacking race is divisive. It doesn't be cohesive. It's not cohesive. And so what do we do next? I think we got to thank you. I mean, we got to sound the alarm. We need every American to get off their duff and say, look, enough is enough. We don't want to become a Marxist country. We need to address race from a united point of view. We need to put our arms around our Black brothers and sisters and say, let's attack race wherever it exists in a manner that doesn't divide us.
I agree with that. That's the best thing I've heard yet, General. Let's attack racism in a way that doesn't divide us but brings us together. Not in a way that targets white people and says, well, you're white, you're born white, and therefore you're racist. I'm sick of hearing that garbage. It's nonsense.
Yep.
People come together all over this world. It's time for us to come together everywhere. I'll give you the last word.
Okay, last word. Short story. 38 years in uniform, flown into combat zones, I can't tell you how many times. I'm in multiple crew, multiple place aircraft. Before you approach the combat zone, you run a combat entry checklist. And there's 8 or 9 steps. You call for it as the aircraft commander. And the last step is, I mean, you put away your, you know, anything loose. You turn off the lights. You turn off your radios. And the last step is combat entry checklist complete. I would always add another step. And that last step for me personally was pray. And my prayer was a short one. Lord, if something happens, please watch out for my family. And Lord, please watch out for my crew. And I didn't care if I had a Black co-pilot, a Black flight mechanic right behind me, or a Black loadmaster in the back end of the airplane. Nobody cared. But today, we seem to have lost the lessons that Martin Luther King taught us. We're turning everything around, and we're putting race first. And we need to be a team that doesn't put a smiley face on Marxism. We should learn, like I think you would say, from history about Marxism. This doesn't have to be a personal experience kind of thing.
Very well put, General. I think that you've nailed it. I'm not going to put a smiley face on Marxism, socialism or communism. They're all related anyway. And no, this is a free country. Free people, free minds, free enterprise. That's what America's built on. And accountability and being responsible for ourselves and in the military to be responsible to our brothers and sisters in the military as well. But this cannot stand. This is beyond the pale. It needs to be shown in the harshest of light. Because I fear, General, if not, whether there's a deal or not, at some point you turn on the Army-Navy game and they're all kneeling for the national anthem, there's not much left. I appreciate you taking the time here.
Thanks, Steve. I want to thank you for helping us get the word out.
Yeah. I greatly appreciate you standing up for what's right, because the oath you took when you joined the Air Force, just for clarification for me and the listeners, when does that expire?
I don't think it ever expires. You know, I took that oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And I can repeat the rest of it if you want.
No, you've made the point. And the point is, the oath you made to defend this nation, this country, her people, it doesn't expire, ever.
Amen.
General, thank you very much for being here. I really do appreciate it. It's been an honor. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. I'm going to let that sink in for a bit. Let that marinate for you for a bit. The oath that has been made by so many in this country doesn't expire. Enemies, foreign and domestic, wherever they may be found, should fear those that believe in the oath that they took, including people like Lieutenant General Rod Bishop. Pleasure having him here on the program. Short break. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.